Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And that, of course, is the beautiful, beloved, precious, dear, outrageously talented Patti LaBelle, whom I love with all my heart. And this, today, I want to welcome the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear Laura Lizak. Am I saying it right, Laura?
Laura Lizak.
Laura Lizak. And you explain, Laura.
Well, I am a full body channeler for Kuan Yin. And what that means is that she comes into me physically, not just with information, but energetically into my whole body and moves my arms and legs and emanates tremendous amounts of energies and creates new energy structures for our planet through my body and in your body. And us connecting together in these energies helps this dimensional restructuring of our planet right now in a big way. So it's a very powerful, tangible, physical experience that I share with you when Kuan Yin comes into my body.
Thank you so much for doing that. And I just wanted to share my experience of that is of being, when Kuan Yin comes into you and through you and is bringing these ignitions, is that I feel there's something within every electron in my bodies, mental, emotional, etheric, and physical, where it's like champagne bubbles. It's like this deepest celebratory feeling at all levels. Are you there, Laura?
Yes, I'm so excited to hear you say that, Iris. It is for me too, and it's so exciting when we do this together. We all create that kind of effervescence in ourselves and give it to each other and enlighten each other. Kuan Yin would call that enlightening each other when we give this energy to each other. So what a powerful possibility we have here today to create that kind of experience together in this world. You know, all of your listeners and, you know, all of the people who even listen later will receive the same effervescence and excitement. And it's you can give it to others. It's transmittable. That's the word.
That's so important. And how did this happen that you started doing this?
I was very excited by channeling from an early age. In my 20s, a test book fell off of a shelf in a bookstore and hit me in the head.
So subtle.
Sometimes that's what it takes. Eh?
You there.
And I started I started reading those books, could never put them down, ended up studying with Seth as my channeling teacher, and became ignited by Kuan Yin one day along in the process, where she showed up in a channeling session while I was channeling for others, and this huge energy came into the room, and the lights went out, and people could see a lady with dark hair and a green dress sitting in the place of me, and she put my hands up in a mudra position and bowed my head and said she was Kuan Yin. And she was so intense I could barely hold her energy, and I had no idea who Kuan Yin was at that time, and found out later that that's how she looks in her statues. And as it turns out, she is just an incredibly powerful being to work with, and it took about a year of clearing for me to be able to hold her in my body. And that was 15 years ago, so we have a lot of practice now, and we have a lot of energy to share. So I'm very excited to be here with you today, because we have so much that we can do to help this reality when we work together in this way, when all of us ignite together and intend these energies out for specific things in our reality. It's amazing what we can actually do together.
Yes, it is. Well, I am so excited. And you have some events coming up. Let's talk about those, Laura.
Oh, I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Iris. We have our annual Divinity Intensive coming up starting October 22nd. It is 3 months of 2 ignitions a week with Kuan Yin. We do this class on teleconference, or you can be in person here in the Big Island of Hawaii with us. But you can join us anywhere in the world for this course. And it is for a full embodiment of divinity. It is a physical, tangible experience. It's a life-altering. It's just off the charts. I love this course. This is the 5th year we're doing it. And we do have a limited enrollment. So I ask anybody who's interested to take a look at our website and definitely get in touch with us. Our website is kuanyincenter.org. That's kuanyincenter.org. And we have many other classes we do on teleconference regularly. We have a 2 ignition class coming up about accelerating creative force in all situations in our life. And we also have a channeling class, and we have a retreat coming up in February on the Big Island with dolphins and whales and Kuan Yin and I. And so we have a lot of great things happening, and it's all on our website, kuanyincenter.org, and you can also sign up for an email list, and we will let you know when things are coming up. So, and we also have several free activations posted on our website for children, and we just did a beautiful enlightenment of financial, igniting financial structures of enlightenment. We just did a global teleconference service call on Friday, and I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing that.
So, is it possible to get the archives of that?
It is actually posted on our website right now. You can go to our website and listen to it anytime.
Okay, and that's, what is it called?
It's called Igniting Financial Structures of Enlightenment.
Financial Structures of Enlightenment.
It's right on the home page of our website, kuanyincenter.org. And you can listen to it anytime. There are 3 or 4 free activations right now on our website.
There are also 2 other activations on this website. In the archives, Laura has been on twice on Miracles Happen Before in Kuan Yin, and you can download, I mean, you can hear those anytime on the archives here at bbsradio.com. Just go to Miracles Happen and then press the archives button. I wanted to just give thanks for these activations because I know they work. I can feel things change in my body as they're happening. I can't explain it more than that. And I feel that they're global as well as in me.
And that's actually... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That is why they are so powerful, Iris. Because as we extend the energies out from us with our intentions and connect with each other, it lights our bodies up extremely powerfully. And there's only so much energy that we can carry for ourselves. But when we become in service, when we intend for these energies to accelerate these possibilities for all beings in our world, then we really get a lot of energy, personally, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why they're so powerful, because we are giving them out. And I am very grateful to you that we are able to do that here today.
I am very grateful, and I ask that this be a permanent, eternal, ever-expanding blessing to all life that is squared in power, authority, effectiveness, action, light, purity, clarity, beingness, manifestation, and intensity in every electron of precious life energy in, upon, and above the earth and out into all life everywhere. So it's an ever-expanding blessing to all life.
Oh, thank you for that.
And I thank you for having that same intention.
And thank you for allowing us the possibility to create that together here.
Well, this is what I have to say about that.
Yay! Wow.
So,
well, I hope everybody knows by now that that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be igniting together here on this call today. So we can give an enormous amount of power into this reality right now to make sure that all things are accelerating in a creative connection right now, enlightening all beings in all situations, in all connections in this reality, and that the experience we're going through in our world right now with our financial structures, shall we say, dissolving before our very eyes, is opening up tremendous opportunity for us to create what is enlightening for our reality insofar as our structures of consciousness, finance, government, all of these things. We have new, exciting possibilities opening up in all regards. And that's what we're here to assist today. That's what we're here to intend into being while we ignite together in these powers of accelerated creative force. That's what Kuan Yin is going to be igniting in all of us today, is accelerated creative force connection so that structures of support can happen through all of this that is occurring right now.
Accelerated creative force.
What a powerful phrase, eh?
Yeah, and it's really important to having that activated to really focus on that which we desire and not entertain fear thoughts.
Absolutely, because what we concentrate on is what we get. And when we are accelerating creation, we are magnifying our intentions numerous times over. So what we do need to do is to remember that what we're focusing on is what we're going to intend into our being. So it's very important if you find yourself during this activation thinking about things that are not exciting to you, like things that need to be changed in your life or shifted out, then do remember to ignite the possibility of creating a new option for yourself. So if you are thinking about things that are not what you want, decide to create something new instead. Decide to be finished with what is on your mind if it is problematic for you. Say, I want to create a new experience for my life. I want to create excitement for myself. I want to go into new possibilities. And let the old dissolve in this power. The new option will dissolve the old situation for you. So allow yourself that power. And I'm speaking to everyone right now.
And say that last sentence again. The new
possibility that we decide we want as we focus on it will dissolve the old problematic structures, perhaps, if you might call it that. But the things in our life that we don't want will dissolve as we create the new ones.
So, I'll cut this over with Kuan Yin, but let's get to Kuan Yin. I have all these questions. I'm not sure whether to ask you or...
Oh, well, she really wants to jump right in.
Okay.
So why don't we let her answer your questions?
Okay.
And she'll be igniting everyone in the process of talking with you. She wanted to talk with you for a little while and then move into the ignition for everyone. So we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of power, and Kuan Yin is delighted to be here with you. And I will let her speak for herself. So it's going to take me just a minute to go into trance here and give my body over to Kuan Yin. And while we are talking to each other, she's going to jump right into my body. So
pardon me?
So while you and I are conversing, she is jumping into my body.
Okay.
So if there's anything else you'd like to share right now, I'm going to slip away.
I just want to share, it's important for us to look at what we really want in the world of finance now, for ourselves personally and for the planet. And I personally want everyone to be financially free, to know where their source is, to be able to go directly to that source and receive and give out of it, not from a job, not from how much is in the bank, but from our own cupboard that's within our own heart.
And yes, indeed, my dear one, we are magnificently aligning into creation at this time. We're opening noticeably different kinds of energies into this reality right now. We're giving a lot of power to each other in this reality at this time. There are numerous levels of consciousness that want to come through into this connection we are creating today. And you will assist all beings to create what you are intending right now. You understand we are giving a lot of power to each other at this time, yes?
Yes.
Indeed, my dear, we have a lot of excitement to share with each other right now. You know what I am talking about. You are magnifying a lot of power in your work right now. You are giving a lot of power out to this reality by sharing this experience of giving energy to one another. Now, I understand that you are powerful beings. I understand that each of you is a powerful being. And what we are giving to each other is going to ignite this experience into new possibilities in this reality. Your figurines, your little bodies, are going to ground enormous powers in this time we are together today, to make certain that all people can come together in enlightened states of consciousness, enlightened states of financial experiences, enlightened states of energy in each and every situation that are exciting experiences and powerful thought forms grounding into each and every person here that will ignite new possibilities for them. Are we understanding each other here?
Yes.
And I want to tell you, my dear, we are very, very excited about sharing in this manner, for we can give many people at one time this acceleration. You are witnessing a lot of powerful things occurring in this reality at this time. Numerous levels of consciousness are giving themselves into this reality right now. A lot of different things are occurring that are not necessarily exciting on the outside, so to speak. But when we understand what is going on the inside, we see that our bodies are magnifying new powers. And these shifts are occurring in our reality to accommodate the powers that are moving into this reality right now. There is no need for disruption to occur in our bodies at this time. There is no need for disruption to occur in our reality. We are giving each other enlightenment at this time in our history, my dear one. We are giving each other accelerated creative force, experiences of connection and support. We are looking to each other for excitement and power and accelerated creative connection in these energies that are grounding into our reality. And therefore, tonight, my dear ones, we are going to make certain that no one is left out of this excitement. We are going to make certain that no one is difficult in this time, that their bodies are igniting in this power, and they are able to share it with all situations in their lives. And I know you are exciting beings when you ignite in this power. I know you give a lot of energy to numerous levels of consciousness right here, right now in this reality. So are you ready, my dear one, to give energy out to this reality together?
Yes.
And what do you want to talk about while we are grounding this power together?
Well, Kuan Yin, what I envision for the world is...
My dear, I want to hear what you have envisioned for our reality.
Everyone is happy. Everyone is harmonious. Everyone is cooperating joyously. Everyone is shining their light. And because we know that we already have everything, we are giving our best gifts every day. And we receive all support that is needed mentally, emotionally, etherically, physically, for being the fulfillment of everything we came to be, are using 100% of our brain and our resources and being fully alive on this planet, and everyone honoring life, all forms of life, and being caretakers here, caring for the water and the powers of nature and the forces of the elements, and being real nurturers and givers and lovers of the planet and all life, and that everything that is done by all businesses, by all individuals, is from awakened godhood. It is constructive, it is loving, it is, everything is returned to pristine purity, because no one would do anything that would poison life, no matter how much apparent financial or any other gain it gave them. In other words, all of us are totally impeccable, totally loving. A planet of ascended masters where all life is totally ascended and free and living the ascended master's way of sacred fire, love, and victory and freedom for everyone and everything. Where every part of every one of us is in joyous bliss, love and celebration. And I don't think that's an overly outrageous thing to ask. I think that then, after that is done, we can go on to create the beauty that we really were part of in the beginning and still are now. I mean, what I'm saying is there are better games to play than the survival we've been doing on this planet.
We're all ready for a new adventure here, dear.
Pardon me?
We're all ready for a new adventure in this reality, a new way of being together, a new way of shifting consciousness in connection with each other, a new support system occurring in this reality, new support systems occurring in all situations in our reality, opening of consciousness in all parts of our lives. Not a thing to worry about. Not a thing to be that is in disruption. Not a being in this reality that is in disruption any longer. It is time for that. It is what we are on the precipice of in this moment in time, my dear one. We have tremendous acceleration occurring in this reality. We have magnificent experiences opening up in all possibilities right now. You are aware that this is what is going on. You are aware that giving this energy out is what accelerates it into being in this reality. You are aware that all beings accelerating in this energy align this power in connection with each other and ground this experience into this reality together. And so we are giving that option to this conversation, to this experience right here, right now, so that all beings magnify this possibility together and you magnify it in your body, and each person here ignites it in this reality together, and that is what we are choosing to create at this point in time. So is there another person in this reality that thinks that disruption is necessary? We are going to ignite that person into understanding that it is all right to create excitement right now. It is all right to be an empowering person. It is all right to share the excitement that is possible right now and to give that out to each and every experience in this reality. And that, my goodness, is what is necessary right now. That is what aligns excitement into this reality. That is what gives energy to each and every experience in this reality right now. Are you understanding my words, my dear one?
I am understanding your words, and I feel that the thing you keep saying that is most important to me is that you're saying we can just step into the fun and the carefreeness and the joy. And, you know, I get a picture. It's a little bit like little lambs playing. It's a little bit like little kittens playing. They have not a care in the world.
They're playing in excitement. They're playing in wonder.
Yes.
They're playing in joy.
In joy. And you're saying we can just step into this without disruption. Now, I think one of the popular theories has been, and you just said we're sweeping that out, and I want to be sure we're talking about the same thing, is that, and this has been very popular among healers, that, you know, there has to be a healing crisis, there has to be natural disasters, there has to be a tilting of the axis that destroys half the world to be able to have this new golden age, this heaven on earth. And if I understand you correctly, you're saying we can skip that healing crisis that so many people have believed in.
Yes, we are in need of accelerating creation, my dear one. We are in need of accelerating excitement. It is necessary to accelerate to the parts of this reality that we are wanting to experience. Indeed. It is not necessary to focus upon the disruptions, for that will create them for ourselves, yes? So if we are needing to accelerate creation right now, we are needing to find the parts of ourselves that are exciting, to walk in integrity with ourselves, and to support what is necessary in this reality, and not to wonder about how to work out the disasters in our reality. For in that focus, my dear one, we create our own disasters. We create what is difficult for our bodies. If we are thinking it is necessary to have a disruption, my goodness, what is it that we are giving to ourselves here? Yes, sir. So what is necessary is to remember it is your choice what is going on here. It is your choice what you give to this reality by intending excitement, by intending exciting experiences to occur here. By exciting yourself in some form to enlighten this reality and allow that energy to move through to all beings. And that will have far greater effect than anything we can do to sort out our disasters. I can assure you, my dear one, if we allow ourselves to focus on the exciting possibilities in this reality, we will leave off the disasters that have been, shall we say, scheduled by a lot of people's beliefs. So let us release that at this time. Let us choose the excitement that is possible here. Let us be enlightening to each other and leave off the part about disruption, for we are giving that to ourselves when we decide it is important or it is necessary. You understand what I'm talking about. Yes?
I understand exactly what you're talking about, and I just want to say my intention is the same as you're saying.
And I am so grateful, my dear, that we can converse in this manner with a lot of people listening, for they are needing to understand, too, that we do not have to feel disruption right now. Well, not in need of any of that. It does not give us what we need in accelerated creative force. It decides otherwise. It decides for us that there will be difficulties in our lives. So let us decide here. Let us decide together. We are accelerating creation. And that is what we are going to experience in our reality, and this reality in connection with all beings, so that all beings can enjoy their bodies also, that we can give this power to this reality, that we can share ignition in accelerated creative force, not in disruption, that we can give enlightenment to this reality together. And nothing, my dear one, needs to be disruptive for this to occur. Nothing needs to have difficulty in its reality. Nothing is necessary in difficulty. We can release entirely that experience from this reality by deciding it is all right to create excitement right here, right now, without hesitation, without disruption, without hurting another, without hurting ourselves in any form. We can give excitement to this reality in such a manner that all beings enlighten today in this moment in time. It is what is possible in these experiences of connection that are occurring in this reality at this time. You are aware of this power, my dear one, and we ground it together in this experience to make certain that all beings are igniting and excitement together at this time. My goodness, what a powerful experience that one is, yes?
Yes.
My goodness, my dear one, we have a lot of power together here.
Well, let's talk a bit about handling appearances, Kuan Yin. You know, people have been taking their money out of the banks. And to me, it looks like the Great Depression was caused by people not trusting anymore, just not trusting each other and not trusting everything would be all right and not continuing to give, not continuing to spend.
What do you think ought to be happening in a time when there's a lot of structures dissolving around us, my dear?
What do I think ought to be happening?
Yes, what do you think ought to happen when things are not exciting on the outside?
I think it's a time for everyone to turn to their own true source, God within, and say, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? A very interesting thing for me has been in being in some tight places with money, and in, you know, having things change where I thought money was coming from a certain place and I didn't see what to do exactly. And every time I have meditated on it and asked what I should do about money, I get something that's about giving. It's always about giving something. And an interesting thing happens when we give is that, for me, it shows me how prosperous and powerful and creative I am. You know, it gives me the consciousness of prosperity to give.
What does giving do to your body, my dear?
What does giving do to my body? My body feels exalted and uplifted and happy and one with God because I'm admitting that I already have everything that I've called for and asked for.
What does giving do to your heart?
It just gives it wings. It feels like when I give that it unfurls wings. You know, that it makes me feel so light and joyous and free. And what I have found is when I focus on the giving, you know, those pesky details are mostly taken care of for me. It will look like, say, there isn't enough money for something, and then I walk right up to it, and it was already there. It was already expected. It was already on its way. It was already there for me to use.
What do you think ought to happen with all of that power in your body and in your heart? If you are giving this much energy to others, what does it do for your body, my dear?
It makes itself luminous.
Indeed.
And that is what I think that all of us want.
Illuminates your body, yes?
Yeah.
Illuminates this reality also, dear. It joins forces with others who carry this much power and ignites new possibilities for this planet. So the life of giving energy to others manufactures enlightenment for this reality. And that is what is going on right now in the people who decide to carry this much power. And that is an exciting experience to give to another. It aligns the energy in your body, enlightens others in your reality, and grounds power into and through this connection that is occurring between us, and all beings want to share in this power, in this connection, if they understand what is going on, because it is a very exciting place to be, very exciting feeling in your body. So what is it we are all giving to each other here? Enlightenment. Enlightenment is occurring in mass. All beings joining together in enlightenment and giving to one another whatever is necessary at this time to give support to this reality connection. Now, what do you think ought to happen in this body when you share this power with a lot of people?
Well, when I visualize that inwardly, I don't see people as such, but I see people as lights. And as everyone is sending more light, it ignites more people, and it comes back in waves, and it's multiplied. And so each one of us has more light, and it's just like the ocean, breathing out this light and then breathing it back in, and it's multiplied for each one of us every time. And it seems like the body then becomes light and the bloodstream becomes gold instead of red. It becomes golden light. And that means all of us are free. That's what I visualize.
And are you feeling it in your body right now? Allowing it to open up here. Let us charge up this connection.
Well, it's like there's a part of my body that feels like it's resisting it coming back in a little bit because it's so new and different. And Kuan Yin, it's a more exalted place than I felt I allowed myself to live in the past. And so I feel like there's sort of a little bump there for all of us. Can you address that, please?
Yes, all right then. Let us ground together here, dear one. Let us all come into our connections with our powerful, ignited, creative selves, all right? Let us look into our hearts and see what is inside of us right now. See the excitement that is growing in our body. See what is possible to give to this reality. Let us locate that part of ourselves that is very exciting to us in this moment in time. Let us have a little bit of help.
Pardon me?
Let us have a little bit of help by grounding together here, by letting ourselves connect with each other in these energies. Let us feel each other's powers right now. Let us feel the energy moving from one person to another. Let all of that power accelerate. Let it ground in your body right here, right now. Let it open up the parts of you that are most exciting. And let it grow. Let it continue to grow while we are continuing our activation here today. Let it unravel all of the parts of yourself that are afraid. Let it just support the parts of you that are very exciting. Let your heart extend out from you. Let your being accelerate here. Let your grounding occur. Let your grounding occur. Notice the difference already in your body. What is going on inside of your body right now? New support systems grounding in. New energies accelerating here. New experiences of connection occurring. New support moving into your body. Do you see the excitement that is growing here? Do you see it opening up in this reality? Enlightenment is occurring here. Enlightenment is moving into your physical body right now. Enlightenment is grounding in your body. And it is wanting to be shared in all situations, in all experiences, in all exciting adventures. Thank your body for giving this power out to this reality.
Pardon me, I couldn't hear the last thing.
Thank your body for giving this power out to this reality, my dear one. And thank yourself for grounding this power. This is an important experience. It is what we give to each other that is most important right now. It is what we share in consciousness that will ignite this reality. It is what we give to each other that makes acceleration occur in this reality. Or not, if we decide to focus upon our disruptions, we will create more of that. What is it you want to create here? Enlighten your body right now and feel what is grounding in you and see what occurs in your thoughts. It will help you to remember the excitement that is possible. Think of the exciting adventures that are accelerating in this reality right now. Think of the ways we can give each other excitement. Think of it, my dear, the world in accelerated creative force connection. opening new possibilities in all situations, letting all beings ignite in this power. Thank you for this opportunity to create this together. We are needing to understand, my dear one, that no one is needing disruptive energies in their lives. Thank you for giving this power. This accelerated creative force connection. Let each and every person in this reality ignite in this power at this time. Many, many beings want to accelerate in consciousness right now. This is magnificently accelerating here.
Yes.
Notice the difference in your body as we continue this conversation, my dear. Notice what is going on inside of your physical body. See if you can ground this power and extend it out to all beings while we are speaking. Notice the difference when you allow the power to move from you to others. Notice how powerfully your body ignites. Notice what comes up when we give this energy to all beings. What grows in your heart? What grows in your body here? Notice how different you feel when you are igniting excitement. And how important it is to create this energy here in this reality. And how powerfully all beings are accelerating together in this connection. Notice the difference inside of your physical body. This is what we want to share today. A lot of power. A lot of power, my dear ones. Thank you. This is magnificently accelerating this reality. Support systems are coming. occurring here?
Pardon me?
Support systems are occurring here. Support systems are igniting in all beings here. Support is accelerating into all experiences. Energies are moving into this reality to give excitement to all beings. The level of consciousness is moving into this connection here. That enlightens all an accelerated creative force connection. You are igniting this reality, my dear one, the most powerfully here.
I'm seeing people becoming so free because everyone is, I'm seeing, Kuan-Yin, I see the second coming as being that everyone recognizes and knows the Christ within themselves, the cosmic Christ that is all love and all power and all good. And so a lot of things that we have been doing, like maybe farming and taking it to market and harvesting it, taking it to market, putting it on the shelf, making a list, going to get it, bringing it home, putting it away, cooking it, that those structures are kind of disappearing and being replaced with having food or whatever we want appear directly on the table. And everyone coming together for celebration and sharing of food, and then having maybe even the dishes and the tables and everything there disappear, so there's a dance floor to make music and celebrate and dance and share and celebrate. And then we create something again that's completely new the next day. I can't explain it more than that.
In this kind of scenario, my dear, there are a lot of people coming together in this power. And this support system ignites the possibilities of which you speak. The way that we come together in this energy is important at this time. The way we give this power to each other is what creates these experiences of consciousness that are occurring in your reality right now. It is what we choose to do together that will create this reality at this time. And you are a part of that structuring. Now, your ideas are very important here. And there will be times we have nothing to worry about in our reality. And these are coming. They are ahead for all of us. At this moment in time, we are needing to ignite this power to make certain that this occurs. We need to give this energy to one another to allow these exciting experiences to come to be. So what do you do in this power today, my dear one, that makes all beings accelerate at this time? That is an important experience to understand. And I understand your body is a magnificent accelerator. I am with you in this time right now when I see this power joining forces because you are igniting it in your body. And let us tonight have the idea that nothing needs to be difficult for anyone. And that will occur in all situations in this connection. And that will continue the acceleration that is necessary for other scenarios that you have just talked about. So let us continue this ignition tonight. Let us continue this energy connection. Let us continue to have this power at this time. Now we'll look into the possibilities of what is ahead and talk to you a little bit about that while we are continuing our ignition, all right?
All right, and we have about 2 more minutes.
All right, and I'm going to finalize our conversation by deciding together here, my dear ones, that nothing needs to be difficult in this reality. Let us allow that to be what we create together. Let that be what comes to this reality. Let it be that nothing is difficult for anyone, any person, any place, anything, any position, any support system.
Boy, that just...
be in connection here.
That just makes, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just, I can just take such a deep breath into that.
Thank
Nothing
you.
Need to be difficult for anyone.
Let us allow that to be what is created in this reality at this time.
And that it is dissolved in everyone, that structure that has felt that difficulty was necessary.
Allow that to be released from this reality. Allow support to occur in enlightened, accelerated, creative force. Connection.
So we give ourselves to dissolving all else.
We allow that to occur for ourselves and for all beings. Yes, indeed. We are the supporters of this new possibility here. We do not need to feel disruption in any way for acceleration to occur in this reality. Thank you for this experience, my dear one.
And thank you, Kuan Yin, beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Kuan Yin. Thank you. And thank you, Laura. And we have to wrap it up now, so can you tell people how they can reach you?
We can go to our website together at kuanyincenter.org, yes? And have some time together on that website and see what is available to you there. Well, there is much power in these connections here. And we have many things for you to enjoy in our reality connection, shall we say, of our website.
Yes.
You can see numerous things there that will help you in this process of igniting this reality.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone who's listened and participated in this activation and ignition. And will you come back?
I will come back as soon as you want me, Mike.
Oh, thank you. I love you. God bless you. God bless all that are listening. And may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, and yee-haw!
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, children, and yee-haw!